Welcome to the Catholic Man Show. We're on the Lord's team, the winning side, so raise your glass. I'm Adam Minahan, in studio today, as always, with my bud, David Niles.
I'm David Niles.
And I'm Adam Minahan, and you're listening to...
The Catholic Man Show.
So we're so glad, because this is the number eight. This is the number eighth episode of the Catholic Man Show, which is actually, guys, my favorite number, always has been growing up. It's been like my sports number.
Yeah, that's true.
So it has high expectations because it's my number.
I remember when I turned eight. This is so weird. I used to be a weird kid.
He used to be.
I was so excited because finally I wasn't an odd number. When I was a kid, I just didn't like odd numbers. I don't know why. I was like, I remember a sense of relief turning eight, going, "Oh, thank God, it's over." I'm back to an even-numbered age.
What if you were a prime number?
Oh, dude. I see, I didn't even know about prime numbers back then. I don't know why, though. Isn't that weird? Like, why would an odd number bother me? It just did.
It just did.
So you can't divide them in two. It's like, ugh.
So this is a new show. We're happy that you joined us. Every episode, we start out with a warning, so I'm going to give it up to Dave. Let him bust that out so we can get on.
So... listen up. If you are someone who is susceptible to high levels of manliness, you need to stop what you're doing and go do something else. Stop listening to this show because you'll be seriously injured. This show will be harmful to your health if you are one of these individuals. They do exist. You shouldn't be ashamed if you are, although you should be ashamed of yourself.
You shouldn't be ashamed.
You shouldn't be ashamed, but I really don't mean that. You should be ashamed of yourself.
So this is a unique show because we're telling people not to listen, a certain number of people not to listen
that's
to the
right.
show. Very few radio shows turn people away.
But that's because we know the power that is present right here during this show.
Because it's a manly show.
Because it's for men.
It's for men. And
manly men.
Yeah, manly men.
Manly men. Manly man.
Yeah.
I'm a manly man.
Just new listeners, let's talk about the show just for briefly.
Okay, so you're warned. It's a manly show. Okay, we're going to be doing manly stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Every show we do a few things. The first thing we do is we open a man beverage of some kind. We've been doing whiskeys and beer. Today we're mixing it up a little bit, so that's exciting. The second thing we do is we talk about some man gear, some essential man stuff.
Right.
You know, if you're a dude... and you just want to maximize your dudeness, you probably need one of these, whatever
right.
it is. And then we have a discussion on a topic. And we try to tie in the man gear with the topic. Because the point of the man gear is not just about like, oh, hey, we're dudes and we like knives. It's about what does a knife say about manhood? Why is a knife a manly thing? Mm-hmm. You know... what virtue does a knife exemplify? So that's really what we want to try to get at. We kind of back our way into a little philosophy with the man gear.
Right. So, I mean, this is a new show. We broadcast on St. Michael Catholic Radio in Tulsa, but we also are friends with and in the family of Breadbox Media,
yeah.
who I absolutely love. This has been a great partnership with Breadbox Media.
Yeah, no doubt.
So go to breadboxmedia.com. You can type in the Catholic Man Show and get our podcast
mm-hmm,
from there.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Dave, like we're super legit there. They even have on the host section, we have our pictures and bios.
Booyah.
On the host section of Breadbox Media. So
have you ever seen the movie The Jerk?
No.
What?
So that probably doesn't go well for your story, but
yeah,
no.
Well, all right. Everybody else has seen this movie.
Okay.
And there's a scene kind of towards the beginning where he's working at a gas station and he's living there at the gas station and he gets the phone book and he's in the phone book and he's like freaking out. He's like, I'm somebody now. Yes. And he's just, and then it turns out there's also a psycho killer out there who's just randomly picking people out of the phone book and trying to kill them. And he randomly picks Steve Martin's character.
What a jerk.
It's a sweet movie. You have to see this movie, dude.
So Breadbox Media.
People are of our listeners, barrage Adam's Facebook page telling him to go see the movie The Jerk. If you think that is a good movie, go to his Facebook page and be relentless, okay?
All 10 of you listeners, I expect to hear from you guys.
It's a powerful 10 people, okay?
But we are on social media.
That's right.
So you can go check us out on Facebook.
We're on the Facebook.
The Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We have an awesome hashtag.
Cheers to Jesus.
That we've started, and several of our Facebook followers have started using it.
You know why? Because it's a good idea.
It's a great idea. Yeah. Anna Daniels from Tulsa and Claudia Mastin, both of them are using the hashtag, mm-hmm. Constantly. So
tons of people are.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
We get emails from people telling us about the show, and they'll always hashtag Cheers to Jesus.
Yeah. So I'm glad that is catching on. Good
Me
job.
Too.
Good job, audience.
Yeah.
I like that.
And way to go, Jesus.
Yes, absolutely. So, I think that now's a good time to go ahead and bust into our...
Le beverage?
The beverage, yes.
I don't know French.
Could have fooled me. So, each
Tell
episode...
This is really your kind of go-to, sort of. I don't know if it's your go-to, but...
It's not my go-to... Well, if it... Okay. So, we're doing a mixed drink for the first time on the Catholic Man Show.
Because we're mixing it up.
We're mixing it up. And having a mixed drink. If I order a mixed drink, which is very rare, but if I do, this is the mixed drink that I order. It is called...
You're so old-fashioned.
The old-fashioned. And that's probably because I'm kind of an old soul.
I think this is my second one. My second old-fashioned of all time.
Really?
Yeah. Typically, if I get a mixed drink, I'm more of a, whiskey and Coke.
Yeah.
Blank and Coke, kind of just very simple.
Yeah.
But this is really good.
This is really good.
I think I put a little bit too much sugar in mine, but
okay,
that's okay.
So let's tell them what an old-fashioned is.
Okay, so here's what you do. You get a sugar cube, mm-hmm. or an equal amount of sugar, mm-hmm. and you get bitters. And it, according to the recipe, it says you saturate the sugar with the bitters.
Mm-hmm. Then a splash of water.
I think the ice cube would probably quote unquote saturate with less bitters than the way we did it, which was
the sugar pouring. Cube.
Oh yes, a sugar cube would saturate easier. Mm-hmm. It would take less bitters. We just took a teaspoon of sugar and poured it in there, mm-hmm. But then you put a splash of water in. You muddle that, mm-hmm. and then
whatever muddle is.
Yeah, I guess to me that means you bash it or something. You push it. Maybe try to twist it a little bit.
Yeah.
It's just
mixing.
You stir it.
It's mixing.
Right? Isn't
yeah.
it just stirring?
It's got to be stirring.
I don't know. Maybe we're wrong.
Let us know if we're wrong.
Yeah. But then you put ice in your glass, mm-hmm. and then you fill it up with whiskey.
Yep. And we're using Bullet Whiskey, mm-hmm. which is a bourbon.
Yes.
And it's really good. You actually garnish it with a orange and a cherry. Mm-hmm. We don't have the garnishes. Because that is my fault. I said I'd get it, and then I didn't. So that's not my fault. But the mixed drink is really good.
Yeah.
Dave.
I like it because it's still whiskey.
It is still whiskey. And it's not too... It's definitely one... To me, Coke, something in Coke or something in Sprite. Whiskey and Sprite's not too bad. Whiskey and Coke's not too bad. But...
You're just drinking Coke is what it kind of
right.
tastes like.
Yeah. And
with a weird after... taste.
So I like this one because it still reminds it's still a drink.
Yeah.
But Dave,
yes.
There's probably maybe one or two new listeners that are thinking, what are we doing drinking on a show?
Because it's a great idea. I mean,
don't hate.
We're just the smartest radio host of all time. don't be hating because none of the other radio hosts figured out how to drink on the air.
We're also
okay?
extremely humble.
That's true. I am probably the most humble guy you know. Hmm. No doubt, actually.
Wow.
It's for sure. I'm the most humble.
So tell them why we're actually drinking.
Because it's good. That's why. I mean, literally, and it sounds like I'm joking, but really, that's why. Because we drink every episode because God's creation is good, and it should be enjoyed. Mm-hmm. And so we drink good beverages. No offense to Bud Light drinkers, but we're not gonna have Bud Light on the show.
No,
it's not a good beer.
No,
I mean unless
and you can rope in Coors Light, Miller Light, Bud Light.
If it's got the word light in it,
it's probably not a good beer.
It's not good. Yeah, No, I mean...
There's no probably. It's not a good beer.
Right, yeah. If you're taking a Pilsner and mm-hmm. calling it a light, mm-hmm. then you're disrespecting the beer.
Yeah. So, and we always drink in moderation.
That's true.
Which is a manly virtue.
Yeah, and we live across the street from each other, right. So I'm just going to walk home.
Right.
Even though I could, I mean, it's like, be fine if I had to drive, but...
Right.
Just... So everybody knows,
and I think
I'm walking home.
And I think that, you know, moderation is something that men don't learn. Like, no one really teaches them moderation a lot of times, especially in today's society. And so this may be an opportunity for you guys to try these drinks with us. You know, mm-hmm. we encourage you to, you know, the drinks that we're you know, showcasing is our drinks that we want you guys to try as well.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully this could kind of help you
yes.
guys with moderation and,
yeah.
and we can kind of learn moderation together.
So our friend Blake Berger, he was telling us how he has actually been buying all of the drinks.
Yes. He told me.
With
he
each
did.
Episode, which is awesome.
Yeah, that is our
there
goal.
You go, like, Blake.
Yeah. That is what we want you guys to do. You know, enjoy these whiskeys with us, enjoy the beers with us, enjoy our drinks with us.
Mm-hmm.
And then let us know what your thoughts are compared to what our thoughts are.
Tell your wife that's why you have to buy the whiskey, because it's for your spiritual growth.
Right.
So that you can participate more fully in the man show.
The guys on the Catholic Man Show told you to do so.
Yeah. So, and she should buy that. I think she'll buy that.
I don't think there'll be any questions.
No.
So we're running late on our first break already.
Big surprise.
Yeah. So let's cut this over, and that way we can get into the man year
okay.
and maybe introduce the topic.
Yeah.
So stick around. We'll cut to a break, and we'll be right back. We're on the Lord's team.
The winning side.
So raise your glass. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Catholic Man Show. We're on the Lord's team, the winning side, so raise your glass. How you doing, Adam?
I'm doing awesome, man. This old-fashioned is great. We just had a sweet commercial break.
No doubt. We were wheeling and dealing,
yes.
literally, during the commercial break.
Yes, it was one of those that just, it all came together. You guys don't understand what we really do. Guys, listen, real quick, how we do the Catholic Man Show is we come up with the idea ahead of time. Here's the topic that we're going to discuss.
Like...
A couple days before, so we have enough time to...
Yeah, it's typically a couple days, yeah.
That way we have time to prepare. We get the drink to make sure that we have that, because...
The drink is often less prepared.
Right, but we have to do it at least by Saturday, because in Oklahoma,
the liquor stores are closed.
But then we get together on Sunday evening and say, okay, are you ready? Let's talk about this for a second. We talk about it, we hit record, and then we just go.
Yeah. We kind of fly by the seat of our pants.
Mm-hmm. Which I know is a huge shock for you guys, because this sounds like just such a well-prepared
show. So, this is a segment where we talk about the man gear. Mm-hmm. We had decided what the man gear was about, 30 minutes before the show. We had a couple options that we knew either one was going to be good. And so, just now, during the last commercial break, I called a buddy of mine who is in the industry of the gear, and he gave us three to give away.
Yes. So
name brand.
Yeah. So because of our wheeling and dealing, this benefits you guys.
You're welcome.
We're always thinking of you.
You owe me in the form of prayers. That's all I'm saying.
So Dave, tell them what it is.
It's the fishing pole.
Which is a total man item.
Yeah.
A man gear.
I mean, yeah, it's perfect. Especially for dads. If you're a dad, mm-hmm. and especially if you have a son.
Right.
You should take your daughters fishing too.
Yep.
But particularly, there's something about father-son fishing bonding time.
Absolutely.
You know, it's like, son, let me show you how to be a man.
Right.
You know, sort of like that stereotypical classic, oh, let's go throw the baseball in the front yard
mm-hmm.
moment.
Yeah.
So, my buddy Josh Denton,
mm-hmm.
our buddy, he goes to St. Benedict's with us.
Right.
He works at Zebco.
Mm-hmm.
And so we called him and said, Josh, I need some fishing poles.
And he was like, absolutely.
Actually, we said, I need a fishing pole. And he said, I'm going to give you three fishing poles.
So thank you to Zebco. Thank you to Josh Denton.
Yeah.
Because we just got a hookup from you guys.
And, you know, I was telling you that Zebco is really the only fishing pole brand I can name off the top of my head. I know that there are others, mm-hmm. but I
it's
think
always
they're,
it's always the go-to.
They're by far the most iconic. When you think of that moment with your dad,
right.
you were probably using a Zebco fishing pole.
Right.
At least I know I was.
I was as well.
Couple of reasons, I think. A, they invented the button.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows what I mean when I say the button, mm-hmm. which was brilliant.
Yes, because it made it super
for
easy
for kids, you know, I mean, and for everybody.
Right, but it like combined the generations of the dad and the son. The dad gets to show the son, here's how you do it. It's easy. He hands it to the son. The son gets to do it. It's just a bonding moment.
Yeah, because even in an open-faced, skilled fisherman, they still get the backlash, you know, where you go to cast and all of a sudden it's just like a huge knot in your reel.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that makes me mad, especially if your lure doesn't float. Because then it's like sinking and you're like, oh my gosh, fix it, fix it. And then you get it fixed and sure enough, you're
snagged
on something.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, Zebco, like just like the brand of Zebco, the heritage of Zebco is just iconic.
I agree.
It is. So we're super lucky and super thankful to Zebco and Josh Denton for hooking us up, because we're going to give away 3 fishing poles.
Yeah. So our topic today, here, spoiler alert, is redemptive suffering. That's what we're going to be talking about when we come back from the break.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were thinking like, oh, you know, what's the one thing that we do? You know, we talked about, as Catholics, we don't eat meat on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
We eat fish.
Right.
Fishing poles.
Mm-hmm.
It all came together.
Mm-hmm.
So the first 3 people who write on the Catholic Man Show's Facebook page, the first place that you remember fishing, that's what you need to write. You know, whether it's Camp Russell, the river at Camp Russell, mm-hmm. or my neighbor's pond, or the ocean, or whatever. Go, the first 3 people who write that. You
men.
Will, the first, men, yes.
It has to be
this
men.
This is only for men. This is a men's show.
Women, we love you so much.
We do.
We
especially
love you.
Pamela. Thanks for listening,
yes.
But you don't get to win. I'm sorry, honey.
Right. But Haley, call Kitchell and tell him.
Have Luke post this on our Facebook page. No, but seriously. So if you're a dude and you write on our page the first place that you remember fishing,
mm-hmm.
you will win a Zebco fishing pole.
I mean, how cool is that, guys?
We'll just give it to you.
We'll give it to you for free.
We're just going to give it to you.
Yeah. We're just...
Awesome.
We're going to do it.
They say nothing's free. This is free. I don't know.
Yeah.
It seems pretty free to me. Anyway.
Yeah. So, Dave.
We have a story about fishing.
Yeah. I mean, you know, everybody has their fishing story.
So, people who might not know, you and I have been best friends since kindergarten.
Right. Over 20, about 25 years.
Dang it.
Yeah. 25 years.
I know.
Well, hey.
Anyway, just tell the story.
Okay, so Dave and I have been best friends for that long, and obviously our dads have been best friends, and so they decided when we were, I don't know, how old were we?
I don't know, 11?
Yeah, 10, 11, 12, somewhere around in there. They decided, we're going to take our boys on a fishing trip. On a fishing trip down the Illinois River, we're going to get some canoes.
We're going to catch fish.
Yeah, we're going to rent some canoes. We're going to catch some fish.
We're going to go kill some fish.
Yes, and we're going to teach them how to be a man.
That's right.
Dad, thank you for starting early. Mr. Niles, thank you for starting early on developing us into men by, you know, 10, 11, 12 years old.
Yes.
So we're going down the Illinois River. And man,
we each had our own canoe.
Yeah, you and your dad, me and my dad, we had our own canoes. We're going down the Illinois River. We're fishing. We're having a good time. We're actually catching quite a few fish.
Yeah.
Smallmouth bass. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we're having a great time. And then we realize, you know, we got to kind of start wrapping this up. We're kind of diddling a little too long.
Right. Because what they do is they take you upriver, you mm-hmm. know, the canoe place.
Right.
And they drop you off, and they say, all right. You need to be
back in
5 hours,
6 hours, yeah,
yeah. And we'll meet you at the bridge with the flags or something.
Right. And so we realized, hey, we got to get going here pretty quick. And as men who love competition, right?
Yeah.
I mean, as a man, you love competition.
We decided to race because I think we were like a mile still.
Yeah, we're still about a mile away. And we only have like, what, an hour left or something like that?
I don't know.
Something like that.
We were like 11. But all I remember is that we got to go.
Right. So...
It's a race. We're not fishing now. Now we're racing.
Right. So we put our fishing poles up and we decide it's on.
It's on.
So Dave, pick it up from there.
So of course, Adam and I were each in the front of our respective canoes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm in the front. He's in the front. Right.
And right off the bat, the Minahan team took a lead. And if you know Mr. Minahan, this is for obvious reasons, okay?
For those who don't know Mr. Minahan, my dad, he is a man of a man. I mean, if you
I feel like that understates it
right,
somehow.
I mean, do you remember the movie Troy, where right at the very beginning when Brad Pitt like kills
the
dude,
guy by like stabbing him in the shoulder?
Right. That dude is like my dad.
Yeah. Except for the fact that guy dies. That guy was totally a punk.
Right.
But
the size of him.
Yes.
Is like my dad.
Yeah. I mean, is he 6'5"?
He's 6'4".
He's every bit of 6'4"
right.
and
he's,
a half.
Right.
But he's just a
big man.
He has to turn sideways to go fit through doorways.
Right. I mean, he's
not
a big
really,
man.
But kind of.
Yeah.
So anyway, his strokes of the paddle were like power strokes and literally
creating a wake. Our canoe was creating a wake.
Right? So I literally remember seeing Adam, the front end of the canoe, way up in the air. I mean, it was like a...
Because I was like weighing like, you know, 65, 70
The canoe
pounds.
Was like at a 30-degree angle with Mr. Minahan in the back, you know, like kind of getting close to the water coming in, and he would just like power stroke, and when that happened, Adam would rise up even higher. I'm pretty sure you were struggling to even reach the water
right.
with your paddle. I think it's like, I'm barely nicking the water. I'm helping Dad. Here I go.
Yeah.
We're going to win.
It was effort, dude. I was putting in effort.
And it's, as the us Team Niles, it's like, dang it, we are going to lose until we hit a really shallow spot.
Yeah.
Team Minahan bottomed out, and Team Niles didn't.
You guys kept going.
We just like went right past you guys. Your dad had to get out of the canoe.
Yeah, my dad literally like got out, picked the canoe up, you know, and set it back down.
It was
deeper
sort of like
water.
Just shallow enough where only the Team Minahan was bottoming out. Like,
right.
We kind of like scraped a little bit, but kept going. And I don't remember who won. I think it was. It ended up being very, very close.
Yeah, I'm not even really sure.
I don't even remember who won. I just remember that happened.
Right. I just remember that happened, and then it was like, we have to really hustle to catch back up. And I think we got pretty close. I don't know who won. You may have won. I don't know, but it was a...
I don't remember.
It was one of those moments... Men, fathers, if you're listening right now...
Try to replicate this story.
No. Obviously, that had an impact on us.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, that was, you know... 15, 20 years ago, okay? And we're still here talking about it right now.
Mm-hmm.
That was a memory that our fathers gave us, you know, that we're able to share.
Right.
And that we'll always remember. Mm-hmm. You and I will always remember this story.
That's right.
And so if you're listening to me right now, you're a father, go make memories with your sons. Go make memories with your sons.
Go fishing.
Use these Zebco poles that we're going to give you for free.
Yeah. Win.
And go fish with your son. Or daughter. Make memories.
Yeah. I'm going to cry, bro.
Well, that wouldn't be very manly.
It would be manly, okay?
So, anyway, we got to cut to break because, like we said, our topic is going to be redemptive suffering, which is like...
Kind of a mountain of a topic. I'm a little nervous about it.
To be honest with you, I am. I am as well. But out of all the topics that we've talked about thus far, this could be one of the most manly topics that we've ever talked about.
No doubt.
I mean, because redemptive suffering...
Strong argument to be made there.
Is you can't get much manlier.
Jesus on the cross. It's tough to get more manly. So, anyway,
stick around. We're going to catch a break, and then we'll be right back, and we'll talk about... We'll kind of dive into this topic.
We're on the Lord's team.
The winning side. So raise your glass. Welcome back to the Catholic Man Show. We're on the Lord's team, the winning side, so raise your glass. I'm Adam Minahan, sitting here with David Niles, enjoying a sweet glass of Old Fashioned.
It really is good.
It's a really good drink.
It really is. Because I'm a newbie, and so, you know, you gotta really finish a glass of something, mm-hmm. I think, when it comes to manly beverages. You gotta finish or come close to finishing it before you can really make a judgment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and
I mean, I'm only about halfway.
And we're not, but it's still a really good, I mean, this isn't my first old fashioned. In fact, I had one last week, but it's really good.
With Father Joe
and Father Brian.
Yeah.
But so we want to get you involved with our Facebook page because we're giving away free fishing poles from Zebco.
Remember, tell us the first place you remember fishing.
Mm-hmm. The first three people that do so, we're going to give you a free fishing pole.
A Zebco
fishing pole to create memories with your son.
Locally made.
Yeah. Josh Denton, thank you so much, bro.
We called him and he's like, I said, do you have, like, I don't want you to buy us a pole, like, but can you give us one? And he goes, I have at least 100 fishing poles in my office.
Yeah.
And a thousand right outside my office. And I was like, oh, okay, that's cool.
Sweet.
So his job used to be, he would go test the fishing poles. I'm not kidding.
I know you're not kidding me.
They have a pond on their property that they have stocked with fish. And it's like, somebody needs to go catch some fish.
Yeah.
Okay, it's like, all right, guys, but you got to pay me at least $30 an hour.
Yeah, and if I go, do
you're
I get
paying
overtime?
Me to catch these
do
fish.
Do I get overtime? What a sweet job.
And I'm keeping them. None of this catch and release stuff, okay?
Man, I'm gonna clean them and eat them here.
Before I even start fishing, I'm gonna light the fire.
Yeah.
Okay.
So let us know. Post it on our Facebook page, and we'll give you a free Zebco fishing pole. Which is a great
just
deal.
Like that. Nobody's ever given me a free fishing pole except for my dad.
Yeah, me too.
He gave me actually a bunch of them.
Yeah.
Throughout my life. aside from him, nobody's ever given me one.
So our topic today.
Redemptive suffering.
Redemptive suffering, which is a extremely manly topic.
I think so, and I feel underqualified to really be speaking on it.
Well,
but
don't you and I always feel underqualified to speak on everything that we talk
no,
about?
No, most of the time I feel like I easily know more about this than probably everybody. Because
especially
of my humility.
Yes, your humility. So, Dave, I'm sitting here earlier this week when we figured out about reading up to suffering, this is what our topic was.
Yeah.
And I thought, this has to be the most abstract topic for a agnostic or atheist.
Yeah.
It has to be.
It's got
to
be weird for
it's
them.
It's just got to be so weird.
It doesn't make any sense.
Right. Because in our society today, we have wrongly decided that to avoid a lesser, or to accept and tolerate a lesser evil, to avoid a greater evil of suffering,
mm-hmm.
which is just really bizarre if you really think about it. It's a little backwards.
Well, it's Rousseauian. Rousseau?
Right.
He was
exactly.
a philosopher who said that suffering is evil. And so in order to minimize evil, you should minimize suffering.
Right.
In and of itself.
Which is why we get the contraceptive mentality. Why contracept? Because you don't want to suffer through, you know, the pain of childbirth or the rearing of child. Why lie? You know, why not tell the truth? Because you want to suffer on, your ego getting hit when the truth is being told. You know, there's a lot of different ways of why, you know, a lesser evil to avoid suffering.
Right.
And you know what? I was sitting there thinking about it, and I thought, that is probably, if Calvary didn't happen, that's probably the way society should function.
Yeah.
If Calvary did not happen.
Yeah, I can see that.
That, to
it's,
avoid.
It's logical.
It's logical.
From a worldly view.
Right, from a secular view.
Secular, yeah.
This is that's a logical step, mm-hmm. is if Calvary didn't happen, that we should just minimize suffering altogether, even if it entails creating evil.
Right. Because there is no evil. Acts in and of themselves, from a non-Christian viewpoint, there are no evil acts. There's only evil results.
Right.
So, you know, it doesn't matter what the thing is, as long as it minimizes the suffering.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you're right. I mean, I think it's prevalent.
Right. But
under the surface, you don't really notice that it's there, but it is.
Right.
And it's everywhere.
Exactly. But
like
because
Death with Dignity?
Death with that was another one that I was going to hit
Give
on.
Give me
yeah.
a break.
Right, exactly. But listen, because Calvary happened, because the second person of the Holy Trinity, of the eternal God, came down on this earth and suffered, died, and was risen from the dead, and because we are baptized Christians who have the Holy Spirit in us, living in Jesus on a day-to-day basis, because we have the Holy Spirit in us, living in Jesus, we can unite our sufferings with his sufferings with ours, our pains become his pain becomes our pain, and our Holy Father can take those sufferings and redeem his whole church with those sufferings.
You mean Godfather, not the Pope, the Holy
right.
Father. Yeah,
right.
Okay.
The God
Holy
of the universe.
Holy Father, yeah.
Can take those sufferings and redeem the mankind
mm-hmm.
and create saints to live with him eternally.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what the Protestant viewpoint of this Bible scripture is.
It's Colossians 1:24. Saint Paul says that I suffer greatly. Is that the one you're talking about?
I think the one I'm thinking of, I think is from Corinthians, but it could be from Colossians where I make up what
it's,
is
it's I think it's Colossians 1:24.
Okay. I make up what's lacking through with my sufferings in the body of Christ. It's mm-hmm. like from a Protestant viewpoint. Right. That doesn't make any sense.
Right. But because we're all one body of Christ, we're all together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're one union. We're one body of Christ. We're in communion with each other. Christ, as the head, suffered. And if the head of the body suffers, you have to expect.
So do the hands and feet.
So
do
the hands,
yeah.
the rest of the body. Okay. Mm-hmm. That is.
And to expect them not to suffer would almost imply that they're not part of the body.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And so as men, we should expect to suffer. Okay? I mean,
as someone who's living and breathing.
Right. You're going to suffer.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea of suffering, you know, makes sense from a Christian point of view. If you're an atheist, suffering is just suffering and then nothing happens.
Right.
It doesn't mean anything.
No, and you should avoid it
at all costs.
Because this is the only life you get, and don't fill it up with a bunch of pain.
Right. Right, but as men, we have to embrace the cross. And we take this after the model of our mother. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Our mother, through the Passion, is sitting there with Christ, walking right beside him on the way to Golgotha. And what is she doing? She's not making excuses. She's not calling out all the Jews and Gentiles right there, asking them, what the heck are you guys doing?
Right.
She's prayerfully, silently embracing the moment.
Right.
And she's only doing that.
And surely in immense suffering.
In immense suffering.
I mean, this is the fulfillment of the Simeon prophecy, a sword
right.
will pierce your own heart.
This is
when it's happening
right,
for her.
Her only son is suffering inhumane torture all the way up to Golgotha to be crucified in the most painful way you can die.
Right.
And what is she doing? She's sitting there prayerfully embracing it, not complaining, not giving excuses, not calling people out. And as men, we model that behavior and we take our cross, our daily cross, and we carry it each day, not just carrying it, but embracing the cross.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we're men, we're all called to heaven. And as men, we are called to get our family to heaven.
Right.
And in doing so, there's going to be suffering.
Yeah, and I don't know. I feel like nothing merits more graces for your family than when you embrace
the cross.
Suffering on their behalf.
Absolutely.
Whatever that suffering may be.
Well, I mean, that's what St. Paul says.
So, you know, for me, I fall victim to this. When I hear people talk about redemptive suffering, I immediately think of pain. Oh, mm-hmm. this person's in a lot of pain all the time, and
right.
they offer it up.
Right.
But it's
because it's like, that's the Catholic joke, or that's kind of like the Catholic joke, right? Is what happens when somebody's in pain, and, oh, I broke my arm, oh, I have a chip tooth, oh, I have a headache. What did your grandma always tell you?
Yeah, or the nuns.
Or the
school.
Nuns.
Yeah, offer it up.
Offer it up. Offer it up.
Yeah, but it's a lot more than that. So it's, you know, getting up early to get stuff done around the house or just anything that you do day to day. When your wife asks for a glass of water and you just sat down, you know, do you get up and get her the glass with a smile on your face? You know, if you moan about it, doesn't count.
Right.
Okay. What graces are you getting? None.
Right.
But if you get up
eager to help,
willing and just excited to serve her, that is a grace-filled moment. Mm-hmm. And that is part of this realm of redemptive suffering. There is no uncomfortable thing. There is no suffering too small for Jesus.
Right. Isn't that St. Teresa the Little Flower?
I don't know. That's
her motto.
All of the little things for Jesus. Oh, I wash the dishes for Jesus. Put this peanut butter on my peanut butter jelly sandwich for Jesus. So we really need to think about that. And how are we doing on time?
We're doing okay. Let me close it with this.
Okay.
So, Patrick Madrid, if you follow our Facebook page, you'll see a meme that we posted this last week of a quote from Patrick Madrid that I absolutely love.
I'm sure he listens to our show. He's pretty manly.
Oh, he definitely. Yeah. Patrick Madrid. I mean, he has a mustache.
Yeah. True.
So, I mean,
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. I mean, he is definitely manly. But his quote.
We should do an upper lip as the man item one time. The man gear. It's like an upper lip.
But his quote was, "Every Catholic is one good confession away from potential sainthood."
Boom.
So as men, we take our families to confession. We're one step away. That's one step away from sainthood.
Mm-hmm.
We embrace the cross of day to day. Jesus said.
And that's the hard part. You know
that's
what?
That's the hard part.
Doing like one big thing, easy. Compared to doing the little things every day, like when you're in a bad mood
and
you still keep doing it, that to me, that is where the battle is won and lost.
But Jesus said, he told us that to expect that. If they persecute me, they're going to persecute you.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I mean, and even for people who aren't Christians, the life is still filled with these difficulties.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about being a Christian is that because of our baptism, and because of our desire to unite these to Christ, they become salvific.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And they literally have the power to forgive your sins.
Mm-hmm.
It says over and over in the Bible that love covers a multitude of sins. When you love your wife, when you love your children, you are literally having your sins forgiven. Your sins are being purged. You're doing your purgatory here on earth.
On earth.
Okay?
Absolutely.
So you're gonna do the time. Do it now.
Right. Because now it's going to be a lot easier than afterwards.
Right. So let's go ahead and take a break. When we come back, talk about some more, some practical things, some things that you and I just do in our daily lives.
Right.
I mean, we're not models of this by any means, but, you know, there's just some good examples that work for us. So make sure to hang in there through the break. Our commercials are made just for you. You're listening to The Catholic Man Show with Adam Minahan and David Niles. We're on the Lord's team, the winning side.
So raise your glass.
Welcome back to the Catholic Man Show. I'm David Niles, sitting here with Adam Minahan. We're on the Lord's team, the winning side, so raise your glass. I don't know about you guys, but I always dance to that music because it is awesome. So we have a lot we want to cover here.
And a short amount of time.
Our last segment, we kind of ran long on our third one, so we got less time on this last before the hour ends. We have been drinking an old fashioned, briefly, sugar, bitters, water, muddled together, ice, whiskey, old-fashioned.
Boom.
I did that pretty good.
Yeah,
that was unrehearsed.
That was pretty good. And as a man, I appreciate that.
Yeah. You're welcome. You're welcome, guys. Okay, and we'll post that on our Facebook page. You know,
sure.
Go to our blog like we always do. Adam does all the blog, so he gets all the credit, and he's pretty good at it, if you ask me. So, we're talking about redemptive suffering.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a question for you, because this occurred to me a while back, and when someone asked, oh, you know, would you die for your wife? Would you die for your kids? And it's like, yeah, of course I would.
Right. I think
what kind of question is that?
Yeah, I think every man would say,
yeah,
yeah,
you
absolutely.
Jerk face, I'd die for him. Of course.
Right, right.
I'm a man.
Right.
And then it came to me of, well, do you? Do you die for them?
Right.
What do you do? How do, if you really want to know.
Because we're not talking about one single act.
Yeah. Like I said, the one big thing is easy. It's the day-to-day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just in my head, like, do you die for them? Do you fast for your wife?
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something, men. If you're married, you better be fasting
actually,
for your wife.
Even if you're not married.
Well, if you have discerned marriage as your vocation,
mm-hmm.
whether you're married, whether you know who it is or not, you better be fasting for her. Because that is your job.
Right, as a man.
And I don't whine about it.
Right.
Okay? Just be a man and do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because she deserves it.
Right.
She's way better than you anyway. You
right.
Deserve,
and she agreed to spend the rest of her life with
right.
you.
She deserves your fasting and
that's
your
right.
prayer for her. And that's
right.
that is your job as head of the household.
Right.
Okay? So do you die for her? You better.
Mm-hmm.
So... here's just a few things you can do that are good, easy to start off with. Fasting is number one. That's redemptive, easy thing to do because not everybody has physical pain in their life.
Right.
And the last thing you should do is ask for it.
Right.
You should never, ever, ever pray for suffering.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be there. You don't need to pray for it. That's
right.
the thing. It's
mm-hmm.
going to show up.
Mm-hmm.
So... absent of, you know, a physical ailment that causes ongoing suffering in your life,
mm-hmm.
fasting is going to be the best way to offer yourself up, to lay yourself down for your family.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and one thing that our buddy Chad McAuliffe turned us on to is this thing called
e5men.org,
where it comes from Ephesians 5. That's why
right.
it's E5. Is it the first Wednesday?
First Wednesday, yep. Bread and water fast.
Yeah, so the first Wednesday of every month, it's a bread and water fast. All you just eat bread and water that day.
Mm-hmm.
And the saints seem to indicate that there is a very... of all the fasting you can do, I mean, you can do anything you want. You know,
mm-hmm.
like, oh, I'm going to eat nothing. Like, I don't like tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
One fast I could do is today, I'm only eating tomatoes.
Right.
That's all I'm going to do. I'm just going to eat the thing I hate the most. That's all I'm going to eat. It's not bad for me. It's not going to hurt me. Right.
Right. One day.
Yeah. It's just going to hurt my pride. Okay.
Right.
But they seem to indicate that the bread and water fast has a very unique, special, good, important place.
Efficacious. Yeah.
Yeah.
Efficacy.
And you were telling me something about Saint Augustine said.
Yeah. I came across this quote as I was, you know, trying to prepare for the show. I came across this quote from St. Augustine that, like, just, bam, kind of hit me in the mouth.
Yeah.
And it said, "Be persuaded that when the Lord sends you suffering, he acts as a physician, and that tribulation he sends you is not the punishment of condemnation, but a remedy for your salvation."
That's right. Okay, men, I got to lay it down for you. Someday, you're going to die,
mm-hmm.
and you will be before Almighty God in your judgment, and you will be looking back at your life, and you will see all of the little things that you've done, good and bad. One thing that I think will be very apparent are all of the little sufferings that you turned away from. Mm-hmm. All of the things that you complained about.
Right.
And I'm just as guilty of this.
Yeah, you and I both are.
That the massive amount of grace you could have gained from simply offering that up.
And keeping your mouth shut.
Right, and you will feel like a fool.
Right. That's true, man.
Because you are a fool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a fool.
Mm-hmm.
Every time we do that, we are fools
mm-hmm.
for not using that opportunity to be a grace-filled moment, not for ourselves
mm-hmm.
only, but primarily for our family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally agree.
And I think there will be no... I mean, it's like, that's one of the things in purgatory that's just going to drive us crazy. You
right.
know, it's like, God gave us all of these opportunities. That's what suffering is. It's
mm-hmm.
an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Think about forever, okay? Right now is fleeting.
Mm-hmm.
It's whatever mm-hmm. it is, whatever you have going on, and not to say that, oh, it's no big deal. You should just, you know... There's terrible things that happen, okay? And that's not necessarily what I'm talking about, but it's the little things primarily.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the stuff that we whine about
mm-hmm.
that's like, oh, hashtag first world problems.
Right.
You know, get
right.
over it.
Right.
And offer it up.
And like some of the things, it can be as simple as, you know, the anticipation of getting some kind of email and receiving it. you know, or you know, some kind of letter and receiving it, but yet waiting a few minutes to open it. I mean, that is, you know, as simple as, you know, a type of suffering.
Right. Yeah.
And offering that time period.
It can be so little.
Right.
Yeah. It really can.
And offer that time up. You know, of, oh, I've been waiting for this email and I have it, but I'm going to offer up these few moments for Christ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, instead
ooh,
of
I have
opening
angst.
It immediately.
Yeah, I'm going to offer
denying
up this
yourself.
Angst.
It's all about denying yourself.
Uh-huh.
It's denying your will. It's denying
and
who you are.
A mistake people make when they start doing this is they get all excited. It's like, I'm going to eat nothing for the next 5 days. You know,
right.
It's a terrible idea.
Right.
Okay, fasting, mm-hmm. your will is a muscle. Just, I mean, it's mm-hmm. not really, but it's just like a muscle. You know, mm-hmm. if you go into the gym and you try to bench press 1,000,000 pounds, it's not going to work.
Right.
You need to ease into it. Start off with little things. Mm-hmm. Schedule them.
Right.
Put them on the calendar.
You have to.
Like, I'm fasting today.
Right.
I don't eat lunch every Thursday for an end to abortion.
Right.
So that's just one thing I do.
Mm-hmm.
But God, we've got to wrap this up because we're coming to the end of the hour.
Yeah,
this has been a good episode. It's been fun.
Yeah. And to be honest with you, talking about suffering, it's still been fun.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, you made the comment like, yeah, we're talking about suffering, sitting here drinking whiskey. Like,
yeah.
It's really hard, guys.
Yeah.
Okay, so just as a reminder, if you want to win one of these Zebco fishing poles, it's a Zebco 33 combo pack. Okay,
mm-hmm.
so this is the real deal.
Right.
Go to our Facebook page, Catholic Man Show, the first three men who write their first memory, where it was that they were fishing.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna give one of these to.
So women who I know listen to the show, we have a lot of women.
Go
listeners.
Kick your husband.
Yeah, tell him to get on there, listen to our show, and get onto our Facebook page.
Or your son. I mean, maybe you
right,
got a
or son.
Son.
Yeah.
So go to zebco.com. Mm-hmm. Check them out. They've even got fishing tips on there.
Mm-hmm.
We've been once again. We had the old fashioned.
Mm-hmm. It's been Josh. Thanks so much, Josh Denton. Thank you so much for hooking
thank
us
you,
up.
Josh. Thank you, Zebco.
Yeah. And this has been a great show. The Catholic Man Show on Facebook.com. Check us out on our website, thecatholicmanshow.com.
I want to let you guys know that over the last commercial break, I fasted the entire time. I did not eat a single thing over the entire commercial break.
You guys are listening to holiness right now.
That's right. Because I'm so humble.
Oh, we have had a great episode. This
I did a million
eight.
Spiritual push-ups.
Wow. I don't even know what that means.
You can try to say things. I'm just going to tell you about all the things that I'm doing over here, okay?
I understand. Guys, thanks so much for listening. Check us out on Breadbox Media. Download the app, breadboxmedia.com. And check us out on...
Download our app. We have an app, St. Michael Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
We're on the Lord's team.
The winning side, so raise your glass. See you next week.